thank the Lord this morning for each one that's here, and it seems like it's been quite, I guess we were here last week, but there's been a lot of coming and going, and I guess there's a lot of sickness in our household, but trust the Lord will bless you for coming out. Brother Cook, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, Brother Cook mentioned how much that gotten at Monarch, and I don't want you to go away disappointed, saying, well, I got enough, I'm filled up. But you know, as we heard in Sunday school this morning, I believe that the Lord has, He wants to continue to bless us and help us along the way. Because the enemy would like, as we heard again in Sunday school, the enemy would like those things to slip that we gain and those, the ground that we gain and grow in. I've written on the board, he who dips shall be dipped. In 1527, I'll tell you a story. January 5th, about 3 o'clock p.m. in Switzerland, around Zurich, there was a man by the name of Felix Manz that was let out of a prison. And as he was let out of the prison, he began to praise the Lord. And he began to preach the people that were around. And he was led down to a fish market where his death sentence was read. There was a minister, a reformer minister, a Protestant, if you will, a Protestant minister that was walking along beside him trying to encourage him to recant his beliefs. Because if he were to recant, he wouldn't be sentenced to death. But he just preached to the people and gave God thanks, and he was brought down to the river and placed, put in a boat where he was taken out to the middle of the river. His hands were bound between his legs, between his knees, they say, and they put a stick or a rod between his legs, and they pushed him out into the river where he drowned. And while he was being rowed, before they got to the middle of the river, they said that history says that he could hear his mother from the shore calling out to him to stand firm for Jesus and to be willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. They say that the last words that he spoke was, "Into thy hands, O God, I commend my spirit," as he was dipped or pushed into the water, never to come back up until he was dead. Wonder what this man, what did he believe? Why was he willing to die? Well, Felix Manz, those of you that know some of your church history, know that he was one of the founders of the Anabaptist movement. Anna meaning again, or re. Anabaptist rebaptized. During the 1500s, even after the Protestant, it was right at the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, those that were breaking away from the Roman Catholic Church, there were those that began to get light, to understand that you are the Scripture teaches to be baptized after you have been saved, or born again. And it was called the believer's baptism. In other words, the Catholic Church and the Protestants even, they still believed and practiced infant baptism. But these men, and Felix Manz being one of them, began to understand that the Scripture teaches that the baptism is a testimony of the faith that you have in Christ, that I have been born again and am a new creature. He believed it so much that he was willing to experience a third baptism, death. That's what they called it, the third baptism. They were baptized as children, and then he got saved and gave his heart to God and was baptized with a believer's baptism, and then the third baptism was death, and he went into eternity willing to die because of his belief in that truth. Well, at that time, the reformer Zwingli was in Switzerland. Those of you know Martin Luther, you've heard his name, the just shall live by faith. He was in Germany. Zwingli was in Switzerland. And even Zwingli did not oppose the drowning of Felix Manz. At least publicly, he did not denounce it. And he was one of the main Protestant reformers in Europe at that time. The magistrates in Zurich let everybody know that if you continue to agitate or teach this doctrine, one of the other doctrines they were teaching, a separation of church and state. In other words, the government needs to stay out of our worship to God. That's what that phrase meant, that the government needs to not dictate how we believe in God. Well, at Zurich, the magistrates came together, and that's where this phrase came from, he who dips shall be dipped. In other words, if you go out and are baptized in this believer's baptism, you are going to die by immersion. We're going to take you out and drown you. I wonder this morning what kind of a belief that Felix Mantz had to be willing to die for. On the way to service this morning, I started to ask Renee some questions. I said, are you willing to die for this truth? Are you willing to die for this? I wonder this morning, what do we believe? It's one thing for us to come to service, and it's one thing to say, well, my church teaches this, but it's something else to have a conviction, to have a belief in God's Word such that I am not willing to back away from, I'm not willing to recant, even when the world says, he who dips shall be dipped. If you do not come, if you do not change your belief, if you do not change your practices, you'll face death. I believe that Felix Mantz, while there were other things he did not understand, he had a belief that he was willing to die for. This morning, are we willing to obey the Word of God at any cost? And that's a very personal question that I cannot answer for anybody else but myself. Are we willing at any cost to follow and to be obedient to God's Word? Because the Lord, and that's the burden, if you want a little subtitle to bring clarity to that little phrase there, it's obedience. Are we willing to obey the Lord? Because, folks, there is a cost to obedience this morning. There's a cost to doing God's will. And I know we can speak about the collective cost, but I would also encourage us to consider the individual cost in our life to obeying the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord comes and He tells us, this is what I want you to do, are we willing at any cost? Folks, obedience is going to bring some suffering sometimes. Obedience is going to bring rejection sometimes. Obedience is not something that comes naturally. Have you ever had to teach your children to be disobedient? It just comes. That's in our nature. Disobedience is in our nature. But it takes something to be obedient. Because we have to submit ourselves. We have to die out to our own desires and our own will to be obedient to those who are in authority. But what kind of belief do we have? How strong do you believe this morning? How strong do you believe that what we're teaching and preaching as a body is right? There are some people that believe it just so long as things are going good, and then when they face just a little opposition, just like some of what Brother Justin read one of the verses this morning of the good ground, that the seed was planted and it brought forth a lot of fruit because it was good ground. But you realize there's the ground that it grows up quickly and just the sun comes out and it withers away because it didn't take root. I wonder this morning when it comes down to it, when we get away from the group. You know, there's strength in the group and it's important for us to be part of the group. Be part of God's people. It's Bible. But when we get away and we leave the body and we're out on our own through the week and we're asked, why do you believe what you believe? Why do you live that way? You know, sometimes as children, it's easier to say, well, that's my mom and dad. You know, this is what my mom and dad want me to do. And there's a period of time, that's okay, children. That's all right. There's a period of time, a stage you go through, say, well, this is what my church teaches. But you know, there's something deeper the Lord wants of us. I am not willing, folks, I'm going to open myself. I'm not willing to die for your opinions this morning. Are you willing to die for mine? I hope not. We all have opinions, but I'm not willing to die for yours. But this morning, the Lord wants us to have some convictions this morning. He wants us to have what the Bible teaches. This is God's Word. This is what the Lord wants us to obey this morning. That I believe this is from God, and if the Scripture teaches it, I'm willing to die for it. And if the government came along today and said, you cannot go out and have baptisms anymore, I'm willing to go out to the river and die for that. There would be many that would say, well, we won't observe it anymore. We have a heritage, folks. We have a heritage of those that have gone before that have suffered and died for it. One of Felix Mantz's friends was driven through the city being beaten and was cast out. There were others that lost their lives by drowning for this. And we could say, how important is baptism this morning? Folks, it's the Scripture teaches us to be baptized. Repent and be baptized. And we could say, well, it's not that important. Folks, the Bible teaches it and it's important this morning. And the Lord wants us to believe it so much because He taught it that we're willing to suffer for it. And that's just one teaching. There are many things the Bible teaches that society is coming against. The moral standards that are in the Word of God. Are we willing to suffer to still stand true? Not in being obstinate or dogmatic, but are we willing to stand and say, this is what the Bible teaches and I can't back away from it? Faced with opposition, faced with those that will oppose us, faced with rejection, faced with being ostracized by people maybe that we one time thought were our friends, are we willing to stand and be obedient to God's Word? You know, there's a price to obedience, but I will say that when we are obedient to the Lord's Word, there is going to be a cost. There's going to be a price that we pay for obedience. But I will also say there's a reward to obedience this morning. Felix Mantz, yes, he suffered, he drowned. But do you realize that when he experienced that third baptism and he was dipped under again until he physically died, that the Lord welcomed him and said, welcome to paradise. There's going to come a day, folks, if we will be obedient. Because am I the only one that struggles with obedience sometimes? Am I the only one that sometimes I know this is what the Lord wants, but my flesh and my mind is that, you know, you can with your intellect and your reasoning and in circumstantial, well, maybe in this situation it would be different. And we kind of struggle with that and we're in that little tug of war with what's right. We're struggling with obedience. When we say, Lord, I submit. I'm going to obey you. God's way is best this morning. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. I want to encourage us to know this morning that there is a cost to obedience, but there's a reward to the faithful. There's going to be a reward when you will be willing at the suffering, at a cost in your life. There is a reward to obedience, and I want to encourage you this morning, stay true to the Lord. When the Lord has let you know what His will is, stop praying about whether you should do it or not, and let's do it, and then pray for grace to help us to stand. Because we can pray ourselves right outside of obedience. Has anybody ever done that? You don't have to raise your hand. But I just wonder, have you ever said, okay, I'm going to pray about it. And you pray, well, we're praying about it. How long are we going to pray? And the Lord comes along and says, you know what my will is. We can keep praying for grace, but there's a place we can keep praying for the same thing. Lord, reveal yourself, reveal yourself. And the Lord's saying, I have revealed myself. Well, I'm praying about it. There's a time to stop praying about it and do it. Obey. I want to encourage you, if you're struggling this morning, we all do that. But there's a time to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to obey. And I know there's going to be a cost, but folks, the reward far outweighs the price that we pay for obedience to Him. I would that we all this morning be people of conviction, like Felix Mantz. I'm willing to die for it. I'm willing to die this morning for the preaching of the Word, of the doctrine of living free from sin. It's what the Bible teaches. I don't have to say, well, brother so-and-so 120 years taught that. And no, I'm willing to die for it because it's what the Lord says. and I believe it, and I want to be obedient to it. The doctrine of baptism, folks, baptism is so important to us because it is to God. It's important. It's a wonderful thing, and as you study the history of it, and a number of years ago as I studied it, it just made me realize how important it really was. Are we willing to die for it? Are we willing to die for the... Are we willing to suffer when we know that the Lord says, love your enemies? When He says, forgive them that don't do you right? Are we willing to die for that doctrine? Are we willing to suffer for that and say, Lord, I'm going to love and I'm going to forgive even if I suffer for it. I'm willing to do it. So then our prayer is then, Lord, give me the grace. Help me to do it, but we can't get in a situation. We say, in this situation, maybe I don't have to forgive. You see how the devil works? When we know what God's will is, it's so plain. Love and forgive and humble yourself and be long-suffering. And our flesh recoils against that. And yet the Lord is saying, would you obey me? Would you humble your heart? And folks, yes, it comes at a price, but the reward. That's that peace that was spoken about this morning. The peace that just, it passes understanding when we can just say, yes, Lord, I'm going to obey. By your help, I can't do it in myself, but Lord, I'm going to submit. We say, do we believe the truth enough to live for it or die for it? Question is, do we believe the truth enough to live for it? Because it's kind of romantic to think about dying for. I mean, you understand what I'm saying. There's something, oh, they died for the truth. Are you willing to live for it? I believe in salvation. I believe in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I believe in full immersion baptism. I believe in holy living. I believe in modesty. I believe in the spirit of love and forgiveness and humility. Are we willing to die for it? Are we willing to live for it? And then when we live for it is when the flesh starts warring against it. And the Lord's saying, I would that we hear the voice from the shore, just like Felix heard his mother. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord this morning. Follow the Lord. Suffer for the Savior. But let's obey. Let's obey and let's follow through. I mentioned there's a cost to obeying the Lord. I'd like to read a few passages of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 11. We have an example of obedience that I've been challenged with many times. I was going to the Old Testament to get to where he did it, but this is recounted again in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, speaking of Abraham, who we refer to as the father of faith. Someone who believed in God. Someone who trusts in God. Hebrews 11 verse 8, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in a tabernacle, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Folks, by faith, Abraham, God came and called him. And Abraham didn't know where he was going to go. You know, that defies our reasoning. We would say, you need to know where you're headed. Don't just pull up the U-Haul and pack up and drive down the road. I remember one time, it was after we had left Shawnee, and we had a free Sunday. And I didn't know where we were going, and we got in the car and took off. And we didn't know where we were headed. We had no idea, and we were driving along, and we ended up in Boley, Oklahoma. And we showed up at the congregation there, and there were about three or four people there. Sister Anna Thompson told me, she said, the Lord gave me a dream last night that He was going to send you here. He said He gave me a dream that someone, I don't know if it was us specifically or the Lord was going to send a minister to us this morning. Folks, I didn't know where we were going. I didn't have anything to do with it. But the Lord had a plan in mind. You see where it's important though. Abraham, he didn't know where he was going, but he was willing to leave the comforts of home, that he was willing to leave what was familiar, and in faith he obeyed the Lord. What would have happened if he wouldn't have obeyed? He could have gotten all kinds of advice from his father and his friend. Don't you just need to settle down now? The Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken, and I must go. Folks, if we will obey the Lord this morning, He's going to take you where He wants you. If you will obey the Lord in your life this morning, I know that we all have different things the Spirit leads us in individually. The Lord leads us collectively through His Word, does He not? And He leads us individually through His Spirit. Now let's not blame the Spirit. If I come along and said the Lord has told me we needed to paint the chapel green. The Lord showed me. How can you argue with that? Well, Brother Michael said the Lord told him. Now I might question whether the Lord really told me that or not. Maybe that was just my desire, but you know, in a discussion with someone, it ends the discussion when you say the Lord said. Because how can you kick against that? The Lord told me to paint it green. I'm not talking about blaming God or putting God on something to give my own opinions and ideas some validity. You understand what I'm saying? Well, the Lord told me, so no one will question me then because I put the Lord on it. I'm not talking about, but I'm saying when the Lord really comes along and reveals Himself to you individually and says, there's something in your life that I want you to do something. Or I want you to stop doing something. At that point, it really doesn't matter what everybody else is doing when we know it was the voice of the Lord and we know the sweet sound of His voice and God has spoken. I want to encourage you all this morning, let's obey Him. Let's be willing, even if there's a price. He who dips shall be dipped. The devil's going to be right there to say, you know what's going to happen if you obey. But Lord, I'd rather follow You because I know You have something in mind. Folks, God has a plan for each and every one of us this morning. But if we want God to accomplish His perfect plan, we need to follow Him in perfect obedience. You remember, and we won't take the time to read it this morning. You remember when God told Abraham to take His only son whom Thou lovest and offer Him as a sacrifice? Remember that? God told Abraham to take His son Isaac and offer him. And it says, Abraham rose up early in the morning. You can find that in Genesis 22, the 22nd chapter of Genesis, verse 3. He rose early in the morning and he took his son and went. Folks, you know, delayed obedience is disobedience. And we look at children and say, children, I want you to go and I want you to do this. I want you to go put the dishes up. And you come back 30 minutes later and they're still sitting on the couch and the dishes aren't done. And they say, well, I'm planning to. Was that obedience? That was delayed if they really intended to. But if it's not done, they didn't obey. You know, with us this morning, our walk with God, it's the same way. If we know what God is calling for and we have not yet obeyed, that very quickly turns into disobedience. I will say that I am very thankful for the long suffering of God. I will say in my life, the Lord, when He begins to deal and show us, I will say that I have found that the Lord gives this span of time. And He's working, and a lot of times we're kind of struggling, and there's that war going on inside, and the Lord gives us that span of time. But folks, there comes a time the Lord says, okay, you need to make a decision now. Folks, let's be people of conviction. I'm gonna obey You, Lord. Maybe I don't understand it, but folks, God has a plan and a purpose that is only fulfilled through obedience. And I wonder sometimes what plans of God go unfulfilled in our individual lives and our family lives, as it collectively as a body. What things are not getting done because I have not been obedient to the Lord? And then when Abraham took his son and laid him on the altar, do you remember what appeared in the thicket? A ram. The Lord sent a ram. Because He knew that Abraham was obedient. If you will be obedient this morning to the Lord, you are going to find a ram in your thicket. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but if you will be obedient at the cost of the things that you love the most, just like Abraham, you're going to find a ram in your thicket. Yes, Lord. I'm going to obey. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop struggling. I'm going to try to stop seeing to understand it all maybe, but Lord, I'm going to obey now. You're going to find a ram in your thicket. We're not going to take the time this morning to turn and read all the stories, but you remember over, and I'll just give you the references if you want to go read it on your own time later. Then in 1 Samuel 13, remember when Saul was going out to battle and Samuel said, I'm going to come within 7 days and offer sacrifice before you go out to battle. And Saul began to get anxious because Samuel wasn't showing up. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. Have you ever had God on a time limit? Lord, I have a decision that I have to know the answer. I've had God on a decision for over a year now, and He's still not telling me the answer. And you start getting pretty anxious. Lord, I'm day 4, day 5, day 6. It's getting close to midnight. Samuel's not here. And during this time, Saul's army, they were afraid and they were leaving. So Saul went and he took a sacrifice and he offered the sacrifice to God himself. Now, as you recall, it was only the Levites, only the priests of the tribe of Levi that were supposed to offer sacrifices. And Saul offered the sacrifice, and then you know who showed up? Samuel showed up at the appointed time. He showed up and he asked him, why have you done this thing? Saul, why have you done this? And I'd like to read you what Saul said. He said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and thou comest not, I force myself, therefore, and offer the sacrifice. And I thought, that is so human. Saul did not just say, you know what, Samuel, I shouldn't have done it. But he said, I forced myself. I didn't want to do it, and I knew it was against the law of God, but there were some dictating circumstances that I had to handle the situation differently than normal. Have you ever been in that place that you started going through that reasoning? It was not an excuse. God lifted His hand off of Saul's kingship because he wasn't obedient. Let's be careful this morning about justifying out of logic and expediency, justifying ourselves not being obedient to the Word of God. Folks, this is our guide this morning. And when the Bible says to do it a certain way, we may look at it and say, well, this situation is a little different. Folks, the Lord's looking for an obedient people this morning. Even when I don't understand it, I know this is what the Lord says, so I'm going to obey. Folks, Lord will bless us when we do that. He blessed Abraham, but if we disobey, remember, God took His hands off Saul. Shortly thereafter, Saul, it was just in the 15th chapter, remember that God had told them going into another battle, destroy everything. Don't keep anything. And Saul kept the best sheep, and he offered sacrifices with them. He preserved them, he kept them. And Samuel came up and he said, what do I hear? The bleating of the sheep. And he said, and Saul began to give his reasons, we have kept this for God. How can you argue with keeping something for God? But God had said to destroy. And so Samuel's response was, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Folks, what that tells us this morning is that there are going to be times in our life that we can justify that I'm doing this for the Lord, for a good outcome. Positive motivation, and I'm going to do it for a good outcome. But folks, if it's not in obedience to God's plan, obedience is better than sacrifice. And there are many times that we can look at simple obedience to the Word of God. I've mentioned a few doctrines, but another one is the Scripture teaches us to come out of Babylon. In other words, religious confusion. That's a Bible doctrine. It says to come out and be ye separate and don't be part. And there's lots of Scriptures in the New Testament that deal with that. But we could say if we're not careful, we can justify in our minds to say, I can reach out. And I'm not saying don't minister. There's a difference in ministering and in fellowshipping false doctrine. You understand the difference? There is a difference there. But if I begin to fellowship something that is false, and I justify it by saying, but I'm looking for a positive outcome and I'm doing this for God, it's still contrary to what the Lord teaches. See? And so then we have to remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. and we can sacrifice for the Lord today. I could pack my bags and say, I could pack my bags up and buy a plane ticket and say, I'm going to Indonesia. I'm going to Indonesia to preach the gospel. You say, oh, that's sacrifice. But the Lord didn't tell me to go to Indonesia. So just because there's sacrifice involved does not bring God's approval or blessings unless it's an obedience to His plan. So what it comes down to this morning is in our personal lives, what is God telling us? The Scripture says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? It's sin. This is what sin is. Sin is not making a mistake, okay? Sin is not talking about the natural progression of spiritual growth that we all have in our humanity. Sin is when I know this is God's law, this is what He says, and I look at it and say, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do something different. That is what sin is. Because I made a decision in my heart to not obey the Lord. Well, obedience is careful. I remember one time in the fourth or fifth grade, if you behaved yourself when you came in from recess and you came in on time and were quiet and did everything, our teacher would write your name. She had a smiley face side and a frowny face side. She'd write your name on the smiley face side if you did everything good. And I came in one day and I was being all good and quiet and did everything, and I got my name put under the smiley face side. I was the only one that had my name up there. I was feeling good. You know what I'm talking about. You ever been there? I still remember the boy. His name was Matt Sayers. He came in. He had some weird hat on, Mickey Mouse ears or something. And we said some things and kind of laughed. And teacher didn't say a word. She just walked up and took her eraser and erased my name. And I still remember so many years later, just that, oh. I'd been so proud of my, I was so good. But she didn't say a word. She just erased my name. Do you know this morning I don't want the Lord, spiritually, to be pleased with our obedience and saying you're following. Yes, there's growth. There's some failures along the way, but we're moving, as we heard in Sunday school, we're moving in the right direction. And the Lord's happy. He's pleased with us. I don't want the Lord to come along and say, Michael, you've been disobedient. You're not doing what I ask you, and just erase my name. Folks, the Lord will erase our names out of the Lamb's Book of Life when we willfully choose to go our own way. It's not in our, it is not in man that walketh direct his steps this morning. We need to look to the Word of God. Follow the leadings of the Spirit this morning, and there's much more we could share on this thought, but I just, let's not be Jonah. Let's not run. Some of you have been at Monarch. I wasn't privileged to be there, but for one service, I've heard some of the messages. But in our life this morning, is there anything, if you don't mind me just for some self-examination, is there anything in our life that we know the Lord's been talking to us about? And we know we're kind of at that place that the Lord's calling it. Maybe it's just something we know's in the Bible, and we're just saying, Lord, what is your will? And He's saying, it's right there. Is there anything in our life that maybe we've deviated from or we're not doing what the Lord wants, and the Lord's been talking to you about it? You know, the Lord will give you the grace to obey. He will give us the strength that we need. It's going to come at a cost. He who dips shall be dipped. There's going to be a cost. But I want us to know that living a life of obedience is the best way to live, folks. And why do we obey? I don't want to do an injustice to this subject. Jesus told us the motivation for obedience. John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Folks, this is our motivation. It's not to fit in, to be part of the group. It's not so others will look on and say, oh, I'll put your name under the smiley face side. That's not what this is about. This is about saying, Lord, I'm going to obey and I'm going to submit because I love you. And I want to do what you want me to do. I want to be well-pleasing to you. Obedience is not always easy. There's some struggle involved, but can we too say, not my will, but I'm going to submit to the will of God? In closing, Isaiah 30, verse 21, said, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left," whether it's big or small this morning, let's be an obedient people. "He who dips shall be dipped." Do we believe with conviction the things the Bible teaches? Let's live it. Let's be obedient. And if the Spirit of the Lord comes and talks to your heart, shows you a change, a move, something to do or something not to do, I want to encourage us this morning, let's say yes to the Lord. Lord, I will obey at whatever cost, and you will find the Lord's blessings on your hand. He's got a ram in your thicket this morning. He has a plan for us, but it's going to take obedience.